As we continue to build, plan, and develop our world, we have to start taking account of women's lives. In particular, we have to start accounting for the three themes that define women's relationship with that world. The first of these themes is the female body, or to be precise, its invisibility. Routinely forgetting to accommodate the female body in design, whether medical, technological, or architectural, has led to a world that is less hospitable and more dangerous for women to navigate. It leads us to injuring ourselves in jobs and cars that weren't designed for our bodies. It leads to us dying from drugs that don't work. It has led to the creation of a world where women just don't fit very well. There's an irony in how the female body is apparently invisible when it comes to collecting data. Because when it comes to the second trend that defines women's lives, the visibility of the female body is key. That trend is male sexual violence against women. How we don't measure it, don't design our world to account for it, and in so doing, allow it to limit women's liberty. In order for gender to work, it must be obvious which bodies elicit which treatment. And clearly, as we've seen, the mere sight of a woman is enough for the viewer to immediately elicit a specific set of associated traits and attributions, to immediately class her as someone to speak over, someone to catcall, someone to follow, someone to rape, or maybe just someone to make the tea, which is where we run into the third trend, which is perhaps the most significant in terms of its impact on women's lives worldwide: unpaid care work. Women are doing far and away more than our fair share of this work. This necessary work without which our lives would all fall apart. And as with male violence against women, female biology is not the reason women are the bum wiping class, but recognizing a child is female is the reason she will be brought up to expect and accept that as her role. Recognizing a woman as female is the reason she will be seen as the appropriate person to clear up after everyone in the office, to write the Christmas and birthday cards to her husband's family, and to look after them when they get sick, to be paid less, to go part-time when they have kids. Failing to collect data on women and their lives means that we continue to naturalize sex and gender discrimination. This is an excerpt from the absolutely stunning book, Invisible Women: Exposing Data Bias in a World Designed for Men, by Carolyn Criado Perez. And I am very excited to be unpacking this book and all of its amazing themes and data and research together with a former guest that we've had on the show. Alina Heiner will be joining us. And this is such a cool experience for me because, first off, Alina and I met in person at an event and we got on the mic together. And we've stayed in touch, and she recommended this book, and I immediately purchased it, bought it, read it, and now we're going to be unpacking this book. These are all incredible topics that are in our lives today that apply to every single woman or a person identified as a woman on this planet today, and we are going to be discussing this and going into depth on these topics for a special International Women's Day episode that will be coming out on Women's Day, Friday, March 8th. And I am so pleased and so happy if you would join us and listen into this discussion, because there are some very eye-opening stats here, people. I mean, this really, really, this has to be read, I think, by everyone on the planet. For example, one of the other ones that just stood out to me, talking about unpaid care work, is that a study by McKinsey actually estimates that women's unpaid care work contributes $10 trillion to annual global GDP. $10 trillion. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about that and how this is connected to so many different ways of advancement and career advancement and liberty of and freedom of to be a successful person and a financially independent person. There's so much to unpack here. So again, I am very excited to be talking about this and to be sharing this information with you for International Women's Day. We need to talk about it. So please tune in. Put your calendar reminder on to go and get your episode on a special day this week. We're not releasing the full episode on Wednesday, but on Friday, March 8th. And we will see you there. Stay tuned. Ciao.